Okay, we're towards the bottom of Daf Beis and Mabeis. Approximately, however we are even, about 11 lines from the bottom. First line is the word Da'asa. We're starting from the next word, which is Yeshivu Chachamim. The Gemara had just finished describing that Rabbi Elazar Bar Yossi had quoted Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah. We're starting as we speak, so he came right in time. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar of our Mishnah, when we quote Rabbi Elazar of our Mishnah, we knew that he said one of the two parts of the process had two edim required, one had one aid. The order we had in our Mishnah was kina required two edim, and stira required one aid. Everyone agrees that tumah requires only one aid. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda quoted Rabbi Eliezer, against our Mishnah's quote of Rabbi Eliezer, and said that Rabbi Eliezer holds that for kina you need one, and for stira you need to have two. And the Gemara explained where we got that from. We had a hekesh. We had Hekesh in the other direction as well. We said, no, the other direction, Hekesh, was telling you the shear of Stira was Kedei Tumah, but the real Hekesh of how many Eidim you need, meaning only one by Tumah and by Kina based on Hekesh. The response to the Chum said to Rabbi Yosef Rehuda's original statement was, I mean, according to your logic, Eilid Davar Sof, you're never gonna create like a constant alleged Sota cases that there's no end. If you're correct, if kina requires one and stira requires two, it's just going to create a level of chaos and constant alleged sota cases. What I want to know over here, my nihu, what is Ein Davar Sof that we speak of? What exactly, how would kina, one kina and two for stira, create this Ein Davar Sof? Gemara explains. What's the question? Yeshiva Chachamim, that's where we started from.
Yeah,
no, not that one. Mind you.
What's the first word on the line?
First word on the line is D'asa.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
D'asa. Towards the end of that line, it's mind you. You see it?
Yeshiva Chachamim?
Yeah, in there itself. Mind you, what exactly, what are they? What is this in there itself that we speak of that we're worried about if you need one for kin and two for stira? The Zimnin, the Lokani. Because there are times that he will not have actually had a kinna moment, but he'll say, oh, I had kinna. Now, when's he going to say that? When he sees her, again, if we hold, Rosh Bar Yehuda says, what do you require for kinna? Against our Mishnah, one for kinna, two for stira. This guy gets angry at his wife one day after a tough day at the office. He gets upset with her. And she walks outside somewhere and is alone with a man. He says, say, Adam, look at this. You guys, see what's happening over here? She's alone, two for stira. And he should know, I already personally, by myself, gave a kinna to her.
I myself was the witness.
And that's
you don't even need
that's all you need.
One.
You need one, and he's the one.
He can be the one.
So therefore, all he needs is he had one moment of anger, sees her go alone in the room another man, pulls off the old, come here guys, look at that, I already did kinna. You see Steve right now, she's a sota. In and of herself. One moment of rage, and you've created a sota out of really nothing in the end. That's what the Gemara over here is afraid of happening. Says the Gemara, Hal Mishnah saying, Yesh Davar Sof? What, our Mishnah has an ending, meaning our Mishnah is not going to have the same level of problems? Again, the Mishnah saying, if you allow one for Stira, and he can be that one guy, there is an end, meaning it's not going to be as chaotic? What do you mean? Zimnin, what's again? Yeah, our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, the way we have it, it's not going to be a similar problem. You're not going to have these chaotic moments when the husband will claim something that wasn't really true and will create sota. Zimnin, there could be times, though he stood there, that there was never really a stira of Amar. He stood there. He says, oh no, I saw it. I saw it. He was alone with a man. And we said, ones have leaved.
One for stira.
According to Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah, ones required for stira. If you hold, like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda said about Rabbi Lazar, that you need one for kinna and two for stira, and we said, what do you mean, in the Davar Sof? Why? Because he'll be upset with his wife one day. And he'll see her go alone and say to Adam, you watch what happens right now. I had the kinna, look what's happening now. And that will create sota.
What meaning that he never really won her?
He never really did it.
Because he's not required to really have any witnesses now?
Well, he has to be one. It's got to be him. He's got to really do it.
Right.
So but that's all that's required, right?
But is the Gemara saying he might be so angry that he lies?
Yeah.
He says, I already warned her.
Correct. Exactly. She's not careful. Never warned her at all. But we're saying the same thing could happen in our Mishnah also. I mean, why are we busy ranking?
Because in our Mishnah, wait a minute.
Our Mishnah, we love to say what in our Mishnah? Two for kinna and one for Stira. But he could even be either one. He could be either one even.
No, but he can't just lie and say, I warned her. Because
no, but he can lie and say she was alone, though.
And
our Mishnah. He could lie and say she was alone.
On the Stira part.
On the Stira part, in our Mishnah.
On the Stira part, he could lie.
Not only that, I'll say more than that even.
You can't get to that without having two bonus.
That's true, but that's not really a big... To be honest with you?
To me, that seems a little bit more...
I would say the opposite. The opposite. Why? Because, in theory, I could warn her for any reason in front of two people.
It's easy to warn, and it's harder to...
Yeah, to catch her alone...
It's harder to lie when she's in Stira.
Right.
If you're requiring two witnesses.
Exactly. I mean, she could be overly careful if you think about it and never have Stira. But Kinna, I can warn her whenever I want to warn her. So we're saying, what, our Mishnah is so clean? You're worried about Stira, but our Mishnah is so clean? Right? Our Mishnah is not going to have a Yesh in the Rasov? It's equally in the Rasov. It's also a fear of him telling a fib that never really happened. Kasha.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I just thought, this, what about one witness Nikmet? Can the one witness be him?
No. So we have it yesterday.
We talked about yesterday.
Yesterday, you were here.
That's too easy.
No, so that's different because there, if he really saw it, again, without the witness of Nitmes, she's also him anyways.
Well, my question is that one witness for Nitmes, can that be him?
So we asked that yesterday also. That was the question we asked yesterday.
Let's even say
it's him, but it doesn't help really. So what? Meaning, if we already had a case of Kinna and Stira, she's already usher to him. So what does the one of the mace do?
It doesn't make her usser.
Right, she already usser. It makes her just not be able to drink mace sota anymore. But it's not like nothing really happened. Nothing really
right.
different
she's
happens.
She's not going to drink the mace sota, and if there's a witness, then she doesn't get.
She doesn't have to drink mace sota. No, one witness doesn't drink mace sota. She doesn't.
Well, I know, but if there's somebody that witnessed, I don't know, but it's one. It's not enough to.
Right. Correct. So nothing really changed from when one that wasn't in mace. Anyways, back to our discussion. Our Mishnah had a case when it's two for Kinna, one for Sira. We quoted a Brisa, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda quoted Rabbi Lezer saying, it's one for Kinna and two for Stira. We were critical about that statement by saying, Ein Lever Sof. We say back, what do you mean? Our Mishnah, Eish Lever Sof? Our Mishnah is equally problematic? Question mark, Gemara asked over here. So Amar, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. I wasn't saying our Mishnah was fine. I was saying, Afl Diver Yosef Bar Yehuda, Ein Lever Sof. I wasn't saying that our Mishnah is clean. And this Brisa is a problem. I was saying even Rosh Bar Yehuda would be a problem. One second. Even? What does even imply? Not only this, but even that one. Meaning, which is really a bigger problem? The other one. But even this one's a problem. I'm saying the Mishnah is a bigger problem than the Brisa? Somewhere over here says, after Rosh Bar Yehuda, will only buy in the Mishnah say a new question mark? Even Rosh Bar Yehuda is a problem? And I don't need... to tell you the Mishnah's a problem? What are you talking about? Adaraba. The opposite is true. The Mishnah Seinu Ika Iker. Blow me boy, the Mishnah Seinu? I don't need to tell you the Mishnah's a problem. Meaning, even Yosef Bar Yehuda's a problem, but I don't even need to tell you. But of course, the Mishnah's a problem. I don't need to tell that one. Even that's a no-brainer. Adaraba, the contrary. The Mishnah Seinu Ika Iker. At least our Mishnah, as the Shimon said earlier, at least our Mishnah had an Iker, meaning there was a real starting point. You couldn't get off the ground without a real moment in time. You had to have two people hear the kin. I mean, that really started. The process began, we know it began legitimately. And says, the Rashi explains, it wasn't stam a kas moment. Meaning, the kas moment's going to start right now. And he said, I saw her alone. But the whole kin was a legitimate thing. You really went in front of two people. You really warned her not out of kas. You really felt it. And therefore, there was a moment in time when it wasn't kas based. There was an ikker. Hasim, but over there, which means in Rabbi Yosef Brisa, where he can say, oh, I had Kinna, look, she's in Stira right now. That can all happen with a matter of moments. He made the whole thing up because he was angry one time and the whole thing happens back to back because he lies and says, oh, I had Kinna, look, here's Stira right now. That could happen when he's angry one day. She burnt the children in Shabbos. He storms out of the house and says, look, what happened over there? She's alone with a man. He made the whole thing up and it worked with a moment of kas. Meaning, that should be the af. And that the Mishnah should be the af. Even our Mishnah is a problem, and of course, Rosh Bar Yehuda's statement is a problem. No, even our Mishnah and Pashur Rosh Bar Yehuda is a problem. So Gemara says, Ela'i Itmar, if you want to say that one's a problem and even the other one's a problem, Hachi Yemar, say it like this. The Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, the Av Mishnah Seinu, and Adavar Sof. That's how you should read it. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is definitely a problem, but even our Mishnah is a problem. Meaning, of course, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda's statement Rabbi Lazar is a problem, but even our Mishnah also could create problems. And that's how we conclude in the end. So just quickly recap what you said. Which is a bigger problem? Meaning, which are we worried about it happening based on a kas moment right away? Everything happens right away. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda's statement. Why? Because the moment that I start the process off, I can do it right when I'm angry, and it finishes a second later. How? She goes into a room with a man. I call, and I'm angry at her already. I call over to witness and say, look at this. I gave her kinnah privately, and here this is, you can see what's going on right now. It all happened within a matter of seconds from beginning to end, and that could be in a moment when he was upset. And he reacted right away, and boom, 10 seconds later, she went from zero to sota, because he lied. But the reverse way of our Mishnah is not like that. Why? Because we assume if he's going to lie, he's going to lie in a moment of kas. But the first part wasn't a lie. Kinnah wasn't a lie. He actually had two edim and warned her in front of them. And therefore, there's a moment in time when he made a calculated decision, not in a moment of rash anger, to warn her about it. That we're less worried about creating Ein L'Davar Sof. Why? Again, because there was a moment in time when he really actually accused her in front of edim where he really felt she was lying. She was up. She was going to be bad. And he warned her calmly, patiently. Later on, he gets angry at her. He can lie. Okay, that's true. It could happen. Ein L'Davar Sof also there. Also there. But certainly, in the case of the Braisa, it's even worse. Ein L'Davar Sof. So when we first called out Rabbi Yehuda for making Rabbi Lazar's statement, Ein L'Davar Sof, we say, you know what? You're right. That is. But our Mishnah also is. Mishnah also could be a problem if you take that into account. And that's where the Gemara ends. That we recognize. What's that? Whether or no, not, neither, no, not, but again, between our Mishnah and the Bryce is a big Nafkamina, which one is actually the halacha?
But I'm saying, but anyway, say you
have my guess is the Nafkamina would be. Say it again. The Mesota?
Yeah.
No, in these cases,
he could, she could, well, no, she would in these cases. Not with Nitmes, no Nitmes. Here she would drink, that's what Sota is. Right? A witness here, two witnesses there, Sota. She drinks. Now, he can say to her, I don't want to give her a drink. Right? Does she have to drink then? No, she's just ushered to him.
She's
going to
be ushered to him then.
If they don't drink after she's called a sota, she's not going to drink?
Then she go back to the husband?
Can't. The husband says, you know what? I don't want to drink. I don't want to give her a drink. He already put her in the bar, so call her sota. He took her to Basin and said, listen what happened over here.
Does he have to give her the sota or no?
If he blacks out, then he does. Then he does. Yeah.
In both of these versions, whether it's two for Kina and one for Stira, or one for Kina and two for Stira, since he's lying, he had a moment of anger and he lied.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the witness and I saw her go into
seclusion,
or I'm the witness and I gave her a warning and he never did.
Yeah.
Then she's going to be forced to drink the mesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work.
Well, yes and no. You're right. But don't forget,
100%,
100%. The problem is, when they go to Beis Din to describe what happened, Beis Din says, she's a sota. Off the Beis Din, God, don't you should lie, I'm going to take care of it. On the way, he says, you know what? I don't want to go through with it.
You're going to erase a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name.
I'm not going to go through with it. I'm not going to go through with it. He pulls out. I don't want to make her drink. What happens then? What happens then? If he pulls out? Can you pull out?
Well, you do whatever he wants.
What happens now, though?
Wait, what was the halakha if he said, I don't want to make her drink?
What's the halakha? You tell me.
She's ushered to him.
She already is ushered to him, right? The only way she can be fixed is by drinking it. He's not going to give her a drink because he doesn't want to Shem Hashem. He holds him as a farce, was a lie.
Is it up to him or is it up to her?
Either can pull out.
She said, I want to drink, though.
Doesn't matter. If he doesn't want to give it to her, she can't drink it.
I would think he'd rather test
it. They both have to agree. Either one can say, I don't want to do it, and stop doing it. It was a Mishnah. It was a Mishnah we did.
No, but I'm saying it doesn't mean
it's today's
either one has the right. Either one has the right to say, I'm not going through with it. And if you say that, if she says not going through with it,
but if she says I want to,
doesn't matter. He says I don't want to do it, doesn't happen. Anyone can pull out at any point in time. Not any point in time. Before the drink, before the waters are raised, anyone can pull out. Right? Isn't that correct or not?
Yeah.
Look over here. Look at the Mishnah, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, right? Ve'ilu asuros milechel betruma. People are usher to be with their husband and to eat truma. The Mishnah over here, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Who is it? Ha'omer tmei ani lecha. She said, she admits I was guilty. I don't want to drink. Shabo Eidim, she tmeya, or Eidim come and say she was guilty. Ba'omer is ani shosa. She said, I'm not guilty, but I don't want to drink it. V'shabala ina rotze lashkosa. Or the husband doesn't want to give it to her. All those cases, you're in a state of isur, isur to each other. You can't fix that problem. Both have to agree to do it in order to make it go down. Okay. At the end of the day, in this case over here that we have, if he lies about it, and he says, you know what, I don't want to give it to you anymore, once Beis Din has decreed her a sota, if she doesn't drink the water, she's pasur, she usher to her husband. That's it. He can choose not to give it to her, he has to give her a ksuba and divorce her then. But he cannot be with her from that point forward until the mesota is drank. Okay.
She would drink. If they didn't pull, he didn't refuse to make her drink.
Then it,
nothing would happen.
Right.
So what happens after that?
It wasn't a real. She wasn't a real sota.
So then she's mutter to him.
Yeah. She doesn't blow up. She's mutter to him. Correct. She will not blow up.
If she drinks it.
But at some point, it's not going to work. The water is because he lied. It didn't really happen. The sota. She's not a sota really.
But
she'll drink it.
No.
No, because it's not a proper. It wasn't a sota. We just didn't know. Hashem knows she wasn't a sota. We don't know.
I wonder if he gets a punishment. He caused Hashem's name to be erased.
But even times when he's guilty of certain things, we mentioned before that in order for the drink to work, he's got to be clean also. It's not called being clean. He wasn't clean. Not even if it's fair, but he didn't treat the system properly. Nothing happens to anyone. Everyone's a loser or a winner. I don't know what you call it. But
Hashem's name got erased, which is a big deal.
So that could be an Isser in Shemayim that he gets. Correct. Okay. Says the Gemara, a whole new piece. Based on the Bryce we just quoted, Yossi Bar Yehuda, that says that you one for Kina is enough, and two for Sira, that would create a Sota. I'm going to be Chanina Misura. Lo Lema Inish, Lissisa, Bimzwan Azeh, Lo Tistri, Badi Paloni, Dilma Kaimalam, Bikrab Yossi Bar Yehuda, Damar Kino, Apiatmo, Umistatra, Vleka Inna Mesota, Lemidbuka. That's much longer than I thought it would be. I got too excited. But it means as follows. Man should never say to a woman, to his wife. Nowadays, do not, do not be alone. Do not, that's called the kinna, right? Do not be alone with Mr. Plonia. I mean, don't really, like this, you're really saying it. Don't say it. Because Dilma, maybe we hold the Rotor Yehuda, who says, Kinoi only requires Atmo. And then Mr. Atro, you're going to be alone with that man. You didn't mean to, whatever. You forgot about it. You're alone with a man. And two witnesses see it. We don't have any more Mesota to check her out. And she's now in a permanent state of Isser. So be very careful. Don't even warn your wife. Be careful of being alone with this person. If you do that, and it happens, and two people see it, game over. You can't fix it. That's the end of that small piece. Amar Reish Lakish. Malashon Kinoi. When we say over here, two for Kinoi, yeah. The Ka'asr La, the Ka'asr La Yilavei, Yisura Dula Olam. Think so, no? Think so. And she becomes Asr upon him, Yisura Dula Olam. A permanent Isra. Amar Reish Lakish, Malashon Kinoi. When we talk about kinoi and kina, what does that lashon mean? Kinoi. So we say it means davra matzil kina beino lebein acherim. Kina does not mean jealousy over here, says Rashi. Kina means kas, it means anger. We call it kina because when you do it, it's going to be matzil kina beino lebein acherim. The process of sota, pre-drinking it, but the warnings and the stira will result in kas. Kina is kas between her and the rest of the world, people know her. Now, why would that be the case? So Rashi explains, and we'll see right now the next line of the Gemara first. Alma kasavra, therefore we see clearly that this Bryce the Reish Lakish holds. Kinoi al pi atzmo. That the kinoi can be done privately, him to her only. V'kuli alma lo yadi, dekani la. No one knows what just happened. Meaning, he warned her, he really did, he warned her. And she heard it. And now she's very nervous. Because it's a real kina, according to Reish Bar Yehuda. And therefore, and she's very careful never to be alone with anyone, or whatever person that she was warned about. But no one else knows what's going on here. No one else realized that she was given a warning, They're just watching her, like, kind of avoid them like the plague. The Amri, and there are people say, my Dekama, what's in front of me, Dekabadla, that she is separating from us. Why is she not hanging out with us anymore? We had a meeting. She didn't come. We had a party, a holiday party. She didn't come. What's going on here? She's ditching us. It creates anger.
She's antisocial.
She's antisocial. Now, they don't know what happened. Again, the husband really did give her a moment of kinna. But kinna over here means, though, it's kas. You're creating kas to the rest of the world. And they're going to come to a state of kas with her. So over here, clearly, the statement over here we just raised, Rish Lakish's statement, suggests if the kas is between her and everyone else, it must be because he holds like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. He holds that you don't need kinna publicly. Which is why no one knows what happened except for her and he, the husband and the wife. And when she later on will no longer return their calls and becomes antisocial, as Shimon pointed out, it creates a state of kas. They wouldn't be angry if they understood why she was doing this. But the fact that there are no eidim required for kinna must be why that would create kas bein acherim lebeina. And that's the support of Yosef Bar Yehuda's opinion. However, Rav Yemar bar Rav Shalmei mishmei da baye amar, that we call kinna not because it creates kas between her and everyone else around her. Rather, the Ramatil kinna beino lebeina. It's actually a kinna, kinoi is a kas creator between he and she, between the husband and the wife. Not everyone else. Why not everyone else? Alma, therefore we see, kasavar kinoi al pishnai made them. The kinoi is required to be done in front of two. No one else is angry. No, everyone else understands why she's antisocial. Everyone knows that she was given this warning by her husband. Because the Edom are there, it becomes a public matter. When two people see it, they warn it. It's officially recognized as a real warning. Word gets out. When Edom sees something like that, word gets out. It's not Lashon Hara to mention it. It's a din. It's a din now. Kinna has been recognized in Beis Din. There's been a kinna. There's been one.
I mean, a regular kinna with two witnesses.
Right. If you hold like the Mishnah Rabbi Lezer, right? Then you have two witnesses. Then everyone, people have heard now. Did you hear what happened? The kin has been created.
What, is a gossip column?
Yeah, it's a gossip column. Yeah, it's wow. There's a coal.
That is a kiddush.
There's a coal.
That is a kiddush.
What's that?
That just because she was born and then based
in front of two people.
That why would the whole town know about it?
Because the Eidim will say, "Whoa, we have an imminent sota about to happen." Yeah, so Rashi here's point that look at Rashi's here. Rashi says, "Shaidim
Megalim Davar." What does that mean, Megalim Davar? The public, the Beis Din.
Not to the Beis Din.
Why?
Because the Beis Din only happens later on. The Beis Din only doesn't happen now. It's private done. When they see later on, they take everyone to the Beis Din. They say, "Okay, we want to file official sota complaint. Here are the Eidim for Kinna. I'm the Eid for Stira. Right, recognize it. Recognize. Head to the Beis Din of Yerushalayim. Two Chacham go with you to make sure nothing happens in the way." Right, the whole process we mentioned earlier on. But it would make sense that Adam should reveal it, shouldn't they?
Ooh.
To whoever was the guy. Whoever's the guy that's being allegedly, you know, jealous of. So you should be aware, I'm just giving you a heads up, that you just filed a restraining order against you. Just you should know about this. There's a
I lost you.
Yeah.
The Adam are revealing to who's the guy?
Whatever.
It's the husband?
No. The husband has to be specific. I don't want you to be with Plony. So Plony's going to find out about it. He's been fingered right now. This is the man I'm worried about. The Eidim might be like, "Listen, I just want to give you a heads up. You know, you've been marked."
There's a different thing, the Eidim telling this one specific guy, or you guys saying they're posting on the gossip website.
Whoever is right now, the person who's going to avoid is going to know about it, is the point. So whoever that is, could be two guys.
I thought the kinui is on the wife, warning the wife not to be with the guy.
Correct.
You're saying now they're warning the guy.
No, they're not warning. The Eidim are there and they watch the kinna take place in front of the woman.
And then they're notifying the man.
They notify the man. Word gets out. The Eidim are not there. It's not like Lashon Hara.
Notifying him? Because
the Rashi says that. I'm quoting Rashi. Sha'eidim megalin adavar. The Einan. That's plural. The bottom Rashi over here. Sha'eidim megalin badavar. The Eidim reveal what just took place. And no one hates her. The Einan. They in plural are not sewn in plural osa. I don't know who they are. Everyone.
Co-workers,
the guy's friend who she accused. Anyone, everyone, whoever it is now aware of the fact. Whoever needs to be aware is aware of the fact that she may not hang out with you anymore because she's been marked and you've been marked. That's how the Gemara over here seems to explain it. And therefore, what's the kaz? It's less, again, it's, when you have Aedis in a Bezdin, it's not Lashon Hara. In any Aedis in a Bezdin, it's not Lashon Hara. Why not?
Why? Because that's Toeles?
Yeah, the Toeles is, it's a process. It's a process of recognizing a court of law. There's dinim over here. Why are the judge allowed to listen to it? It's part of the process.
The judge.
Why? Do they kick everyone out of the room when you people have Aedis? They don't kick people out of the room.
Well,
it's Aedis. So this is Aedis. The Aedis that happens.
They're revealing it to others.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Must see if anyone says anything else.
Daniel, check the sheets on Shabbos, the Lashon Hara sheets.
And then?
Yeah.
You let us know.
You used to get them.
Okay, back to the Gemara. The Bible Gemara here. The EU, again, it's not the Kas, Beina, Lebeina Olam, because the world knows. Rather, the EU who would ask the Meba Kinabada. Stay with me, boys. Stay with me. Bicker later on. Bicker later on. Shmooze it out later on. The Ihu, who to ask the Me'abad Kinabada. And he, the husband, is the one who is going to create, he'll be creating Kina between the two of them. Now, why is that the case? Rashi, what's that over here? Because I can't believe you suspected me. The rest of the world understands you're not going to be with him anymore, but she's like, I can't believe this. Like, really? This is what you think about me? And that will create Kina, which means Kas, Beino Lebeino.
He's basing it on something. He's not coming out of thin air.
But she says it's not. I didn't look at him funny. He was at the table. I'm not supposed to talk to him. All right? She's denying. She's offended. Creating kas, beino lebeina. So we have right now everyone, again, according to both Manda Amrim, the word kina means kas. Question is, who is going to be angry with her?
Well,
everyone else or him? And the nafkamina really is, well, how do you hold regarding kina? Is kina a private matter between her and he? No one else know about it at all? And therefore, that creates kas beino lebeina, beino lebeina olam, or kin is a public matter, because Adam will have to see it, and this word spreads, and therefore, what are you saying no about?
So I think you need to clarify your words.
I'll clarify them.
Please do. Be a little bit more metallic on what you're saying.
Okay. I know what you're talking about, but I will.
No, because meaning, if it's going to cause anger between the two of them.
That means that it's Adam there. It means there's Adam there. It's only between the two of them, because everyone else in the world knows about it.
So you need Mekanin with two?
Yes.
Good, fine. I didn't even say that.
Check the tape later on. What minute are we up to? 27? Okay. We'll check it out. Okay.
And one who says it's going to cause between everybody else.
It's because it's just him and her.
It could be.
So you need
Mekanin
with one?
Yes.
Daniel, it could be that the reason that we Dafka are encouraging the Adam to get the word out.
What?
We Dafka encouraging the Adam to get the word out.
Why are you saying the word encouraging to get it out?
Because that's what Rashi is saying, that they get it out, everybody knows about it. Why?
McGowan.
Daniel's upset. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like it. He's upset. He's very upset.
Because it will accomplish what we're trying to accomplish, which means...
Can accomplish what you're trying to accomplish?
It will accomplish what we're trying to accomplish with this woman. That this way, this woman will also know that everybody in town knows that she's been suspected, and therefore she'll be much more careful also, and other people will be more careful.
She's the first one to know she's suspected.
Who?
She is the first one to know that she's suspected.
It's one thing when, you know, it's another thing people are talking about. You understand?
It's different.
And this way, all the other people will also know to keep out, keep away from her.
That's the point.
No. You're raising a good point.
Ethan,
there's only one Allah, you're raising a good point. If she's being quoted, stay away from Mike, that's not causing her to stay away from John. She's only been quoted,
she's only been warned.
She's basically being told on John,
to stay away
not Mike.
From the tennis teacher.
Can I ask a question about
please ask a question.
Going against Mike.
Only Mike. Only Mike. We're glad with Davar is only when it's building off of Mike. Mike warning, Mike Stira, Mike Tuma, we're glad with Davar. We believe it.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Look with your good eye and check the Rashi again. What are you talking about?
What's my
warned against everybody?
Is my role here to stop this fight or to let it go? I'm not sure what my role over here is. I'm trying to figure out. If it was my yeshiva, I'd try to stop it. But you're adults.
The chavod. Everybody?
Everybody in town knows that this woman was warned by her husband, don't sleep around, okay?
Whoa. That's not what he said. I don't know why you're sticking stuff
what
in.
What is he saying?
Don't be with this guy. Whatever that means. Don't be steer with him. Don't go in a private room with him. Don't go on a business dinner with him. Don't go for drinks with him.
And don't,
what
you don't
doing?
Get out Rashi's marshmallow.
To one guy.
Well, you said you can't speak with him. You warned him, spoken, it's okay.
Right.
You said that.
Steer, right. Can't be low with him. Can't be low with him.
Do that thing, Daniel.
Read it. Read Rashi.
I read it.
I like the argument because you know what? You're both right. Rashi sounds like.
He's getting 50 points.
No, actually, you know what? You keep it up, you get 40, okay? He gets 50. Keep it up.
Everybody knows about it.
Yeah, but he's thinking he's being warned against everybody.
Gotta go. Okay.
I
got it. I'll call you.
Yeah.
I'm happy to. It was fun. That was nice. We'll talk about it.
Really, really nice. Yeah. Send me a whole message.
Very nice.
Said he would love to have us.
I like it.
Why keep on going back to that?
This can be new, your behavior.
With one guy.
No, I think it's with everybody.
There you go.
A woman who acts like a prutza is a prutza is a prutza.
Okay, I'm sorry. I hate dudes to the rear's Daniel, but I have to at this point in time. I think he's correct in that Steer is a very specific warning. Specific. It's specific to us. Otherwise, we're glad the whole point is that we suspect he and she. Suspect them, and you warn Plony. The Lashon over here is Altistri and Plony. That's the Lashon we have. It's got to be, again, he can warn about three people separately.
No, general warning is in general. So what's Rashi?
No!
What does it mean, general?
I'm listening.
I'm just listening.
Right, the general warning
is. This guy's a freight train, he'll just go.
A warning is specific to one person.
So that's it.
But
done.
Here, Rashi seems to imply.
No, you may, I'm sorry, no, I don't want to no, say. No, 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 maybe there's a misunderstanding of Rashi.
It goes back to the gossip.
There you go. Gossip Collins about
we
the
have chaos.
Girl.
You walked into chaos right
he's
now.
He's not warning her.
Chaos.
Moshe's not going to his wife and say, I'm warning you about everybody in the Alish
Stiebel. Listen, again,
if
I had a vote, I'm voting with him, but I will say one thing. I will say one thing. Even though I agree with you, there's one piece.
I'm right.
Okay, I think you're correct, but there is one piece that Elijah is saying, which is a truth we have to focus on and figure out why it says that. It wasn't only about, it doesn't sound like it's between her and a single person besides her husband. I don't mean the kinna, I mean the kas. The kas between her and others. You really, the question you should be asking.
He's not saying that. He's but, sticking words into
I am. Like, I am sticking words into because
he said that.
There is a.
He's smirking because he knows he's
getting it. No, I'm just trying to say. He's sticking words. He's trying to make like he knows what he's saying. He's trying to make it personal now. I'm done arguing about Rashi.
So am I.
He's made it personal. The whole thing you made it personal. What are you talking about?
It's personal because he's upset with your reading of Rashi. He's upset.
You know better. You know better than to say that.
Love it. Good stuff.
What?
Ready?
Look. Read it for him.
Who's got a magnifying glass?
Ready? I'm going to continue on with your allowance.
You have to correct it.
With your permission. I agree. I believe.
Okay,
let's summarize.
Summarize the line.
Okay.
It's 1-1, even. He's warning her about one guy.
That's how I understand it as well.
That's it.
So what's being brought here?
That.
She was warned about this guy.
You got on a dubba. He was warned.
I do want to defend the lesser just for the following line. I can't ignore this. It says over here. Look at Rashi.
Yeah.
When he says the words "my dekama," what's in front of us? Look at Rashi, the second line from the bottom. My yesh lefanenu. What is in front of us? My irachshav. What happened to Zubo Delos min ha'anashim? Why is she avoiding men?
That's on the previous quote. Yeah.
Excuse me to both of you for a second.
Yeah.
The previous quote said what?
That's a kinna between
1-1
between the people and her.
Why is she running away from every other man? Why is she running away from all Anushim?
Nobody else
knows. No, but why? But she knows. She knows. She knows or not?
She knows.
So why is she running from Anushim?
She's staying away from people.
So she's just taking a chumrah on herself. No man will be near me anymore? I'm okay with you saying that, but that does sound a little bit like what Elazar is saying. I don't agree with him, but it does sound like that.
I hear what you're saying. Well, why?
What's that?
Why? She should have one guy angry at her, not the whole world angry at her.
What do you say?
He's a little preoccupied right now.
I don't know how you're saying that.
I'm reading Rashi for you.
And we're telling you why other people are going to be upset at her.
Why?
Because she's staying away from the group.
Why?
Why? Why
she's warned about a guy.
Okay. You think I say fine?
Why is everybody in the world upset?
I'm okay with that.
Because they don't know why she's staying away from them.
I'm okay with
why
that.
Why is she staying away from them if it was only with one guy?
Because that one guy's always together.
I'm okay with that.
That one guy's hanging out with everybody else all the time, yeah. And therefore she has to stay away from everybody.
Because he's
there.
Come on.
I'm okay with that.
Thank you.
I wouldn't say that. Wow, I'm wearing my safe room. That put piece in there. I'm not gonna put the piece in there. But you know what? But I appreciate it. Okay. I appreciate your point also. If I had a side, I'm side with him. That's how I understand Gemara. But your question is a question, your answer is an answer. Your question is a question, your answer is an answer. I happen to agree with Daniel if I had to pick a team. Fine.
We're not on separate teams. We're all on one team.
Then I guess we agree with both of you. We're all on the same team.
He's on my team now.
Okay, I agree with you. Says the Gemara, we're almost done. Please follow me the last part of here. Alma, based upon what we said, this now, that kinna means kas, and you're creating. The bottom line of that, I'm giving them an aleph, you're creating kas between someone and somebody. Either he and she, or she and they. Why are they? Okay, fine. We did it already. Says the Gemara, Alma Kasavri, the Asr Lekanos. You're not allowed to have kinna. Where else have we seen you not have kinna? Where else have we seen this idea?
Hamikana.
Good. Hamikana, which is Mashman Lashon of? Bidiyavid. Excellent. We see you not allowed to have kinna. If one had kinna, this is what happens. But not that Mikana Adam is Ishto. Not that you can or should. So here we see, it's Asr Lekanos. Now, Umanda Amr Mutu Likanos, the one who says that you are in fact allowed to have kinna, to go through this process, Ma'aloshon Kinoi. What does Kinoi mean? That I'm almost done. What does it mean, Kinoi? So Amr of Nachbar Yitzchak, in Kinoi El Lashon Hasra. Doesn't mean anger, it's a warning. And by the way, V'cheinu Omer, it says in Pasuk in Yoel, V'ikane Hashem L'artso, and it ends off with Yachmol Al Amo. What does it mean, Hashem Artso? So Rashi explains that Hashem warned there would never be again such a level of a plague. He warns them, Al Artso, regarding the plague of, like, it looks like the locusts. Okay. We'll stop over here. We'll chaz this piece together right now. It wasn't that long.